Track 24, Programming Digital Processors. Digital processors provide an interface in the form of buttons, dials, and a liquid crystal display, which allow a user to recall, edit, and store existing preset programs. The various settings that go to make up a particular program are known as parameters. The parameters available for a particular program will depend on the algorithm that program employs. A typical processor will allow a user to edit the following parameters. Delay. This parameter sets the delay time between the dry and wet signal. Left and right delay times are often independently programmable. Maximum delay time will be machine dependent. Feedback. This parameter sends some of the wet signal back into the input to create multiple repeats. Feedback is often set in percentage terms, where a higher figure gives more repeats. Initial delay. Where feedback is being used, the first delay time, or initial delay, may be set independently of the subsequent repeats with this parameter. Equalization. These parameters will allow high and low frequency decay characteristics to be changed. Modulation. For delay and echo algorithms, it is usual to modulate the delay time and pitch of repeats with an LFO or low-frequency oscillator. The amount of modulation will be set by a width, depth, or amount parameter, and the speed by a rate or frequency parameter. Some processors also allow the oscillator's waveform to be selected, thus allowing control over the shape or pattern of modulation. Mix. This parameter sets the balance between the dry and affected signals which appear at the processor's audio outputs. MIDI control. Many digital processors allow remote operation with MIDI commands. Programs may be remotely selected and parameter changes automated with appropriate computer-based applications. Name. Having edited a program, a user may want to save it for recall at a later date. User edits may be named and saved to user memory locations.